The St. Petersburg City Council today voted unanimously to create a new ordinance that would expand a ban on panhandling in downtown St. Pete. The boundaries begin west near the Holocaust Museum and east to the pier, while going north to the Vinoy Hotel. Downtown mainstays like Baywalk are also included. City Attorney John Wolf told the council he was comfortable how the lines have been drawn.
It's narrowly drawn to, well, the Museum of Fine Arts is there also, but it's narrowly drawn to affect the purpose of maintaining the city of St. Petersburg as a tourist destination. And it has to be narrowly drawn under the Constitution. Does that mean they can't expand? No, that does not mean that. Right now, we feel we can defend this ordinance and prevail because of the tourist destinations within this block.
Wolf said the ordinance is being crafted on what Fort Lauderdale has previously done, and the boundaries are part of where tourists are likely to congregate in downtown St. Pete. Only a couple of members of the public commented on the boundaries, both of whom said they'd like to expand them where panhandling would be banned. Michael Johnson is the director of the Downtown Neighborhood Association. He wanted the boundaries expanded to 5th Avenue North down to 5th Avenue South.
The new mapping is very partial to the northeast downtown area and stops at 1st Avenue South. It leaves out the following areas: Demon's Landing, L Lang Field, the Signature with its new shops, the new Mexican restaurant, Publix, CVS complex, the Hilton, certainly the Mahaffey, and the new Dolly Museum, and the new Alfred Whitted Park. If these aren't tourist areas and tourist attractions, I'm not sure what would be classified as that.
City Attorney Wolf said that once the new Salvador Dali Museum opens, the boundaries of the panhandling ordinance could be expanded, but he had legal concerns.
We can go the other route, which is what Orlando did, and provide areas for panhandling. It's our best judgment and our recommendation at this point that we don't expand it beyond this.
Downtown business owner Daniel O'Brien said he was excited about the new ordinance. He said he was worried that new areas of downtown could be stifled, however, because of where panhandling would still be allowed in the daytime. He also said that there isn't enforcement of the panhandling laws currently, but Mayor Rick Baker took exception to that.
We have arrests every week, many arrests a week on panhandling. The police generally have to be present to observe the panhandling for the arrests. And so it really is helpful for the residents. I don't know if you've called when you've seen it, but call the police right away to get them to come, but that would be helpful.
City Councilman Jeff Danner said he believed that a lot of people currently aren't aware of the current laws against panhandling in downtown St. Petersburg, and he hoped that could be incorporated into the new ordinance.
Well, I think a lot of people don't know that panhandling at night or at restaurants is not legal anywhere. ATMs, bus stations, if that could all be put on this.
Yes, that was our intent to cover those.
And maybe some instructions on contacting the police. And you know, if you're a business owner, it's easier to call the police because if you're in your shop, you can wait for them to arrive and talk to them. Where if you're just traveling to an ATM machine, you don't always have the time to wait for an officer to arrive. So it's important for the business owners to get behind this.
City Council Chairman Jamie Bennett said the expanded ordinance on banning panhandling had been a process that might have taken longer than the general public wanted.
There's a great frustration in the city on this issue, and many times as an administration and council we are condemned because we don't move quickly, and it is because we have to work within the realms of legalities and lawsuits, and we have to respond in a very prudent manner. And I think that's what you should expect from your council and your government.
The Reverend Bruce Wright is an advocate for the homeless in St. Petersburg. He asks, not entirely facetiously, whether the city has any intentions of arresting those who ask for directions downtown now.
But if they're going to do it fairly, then they need to look at everybody, including nonprofits and other organizations like the firemen that do that. That's the first thing. The second thing is we're talking about a free speech issue. We're telling people that certain speech is prohibited in certain areas, then we're creating a free speech zone. And I think that's problematic, and when it comes to public areas, it's a very dangerous trend that's happening more and more in cities around the country.
In addition to passing the ordinance that would expand a ban on panhandling in downtown St. Petersburg, the city proposed changes for first reading, including giving the power to seize private property from the homeless and forbidding people from sleeping, lying down, or even reclining on public rights of way in downtown St. Pete. Advocate Bruce Wright wonders if these new laws will be aimed at anybody but the homeless.
A lot of the people out there that are critics of the homeless having their possessions on the ground, where are they supposed to put their possessions? This is their stuff. I mean, this is their home. Think of this as if someone came into your own home and took all your possessions and said, we don't want you having them because it's an eyesore for us. It's problematic. It'd be like going to garage sales and saying, we don't want these garage sales out in front of your yard because we don't want you selling your possessions. And that's far different than people's possessions that they keep for their livelihood and just their general well-being.